Further action by Sheffield recycling workers. The recycling workers in Sheffield who had already taken 6 days of strike action, upped the ante on their uncharitable charity employers, by staging an unofficial walkout on Thursday 16 October, closing 4 of the 5 sites. This, along with another 2 days of official strike over the weekend and 2 more days called for next weekend, has increased the pressure on charity Salvare, who own the green company, who subcontract the recycling sites from multinational Veolia, who have a 30-year contract to manage Sheffield Council's waste services. What a way to run a public service. The 30 GMB union members are in dispute over pay, welfare facilities and the way the contract is managed, with serious questions about the misuse of public funds. Public support for the strikers is high. Leafleting and talking to car drivers taking waste to tips, you hear repeated comments, like, "I'm a health worker, I'm a teacher, I work for the council, we are all in the same boat, good luck to you." All this is a major embarrassment to Sheffield's Labour Council, who provoked 30-odd day strike action by recycling workers 2 years ago, by cutting the budget, that led to reduced opening days and hours. The council leader has now invited the GMB to a top-level meeting. The union and workers want Salvare/Greenco sacked, and the recycling contract taken back in-house or run under a workers' cooperative. If the council doesn't deliver, there will be more strikes next weekend, and then maybe all out. Alistair Tice.